Hello, everybody. I'm Hank Wilson, Reverend Hank Wilson. I want to welcome you to another episode or an episode of The Hidden History of the Faith or Living a True Christian Life, however you want to look at it. What we're trying to do is, I guess you'd say, reclaim Christianity. And today I want to look at a question that has been kind of bothering me and puzzling me, and it's, why have so many Christians knowingly chose evil? I mean, what do you do when the choices you face can be considered evil? How do you decide what to do? Now, I thought about this after I noticed a post on a social media platform that Google was evil. There was no explanation as to why this person thought that. It was just stated as a fact. Now, I saw that this particular person, who does spend a considerable amount of time posting about the evils of modern civilization, also was a verified user of this particular platform. They pay to have their posts seen by more people. Now, I mentioned that it seemed, I found it a bit strange that someone who is voluntarily helping to enrich a person that millions of people think epitomizes evil would complain about another platform being evil. Well, I found the response to be interesting. I find this one to be the lesser of two evils. Well, in other words, yes, I know it's an evil person, but I accept that evil and endorse it. Now, needless to say, that made me think about, decision-making, especially when that decision can affect others and your own future or current well-being. I brought the subject up with a friend, and he mentioned that the other way people rationalize their choices is, well, it's the lesser of two evils. I said that, in my opinion, that's absolutely the wrong way to make a choice. He said, while that's true, many people make their decision and choose what they consider to be a necessary evil. Now, I have to wonder about how we even think about evil. First, we have to understand what evil is, not who is evil, but what does the word itself connotate? What does it mean? The word does have meanings depending on its usage. Evil as a noun means the fact of suffering, misfortune, and wrongdoing, or something that brings sorrow, distress, or calamity. Okay, I can understand that. Especially in today's political climate, there are many in Washington that seem determined to bring about suffering, misfortune, and some who are actively engaged in wrongdoing. Well, so that leads to the definition of the word when it's used as an adjective. It describes actions that are morally reprehensible and that can arise from actual or imputed bad character or conduct that once again can be seen as causing harm. Now, I think that often turns out that just as beauty is often believed to be in the eye of the beholder, so too is evil. With regard to the recent elections, the choices were often based, and they were often stated as kind of a battle or a choice between good and evil. The problem is people all had different ideas about which side was good and which side was evil. To the radical right, anyone who was not in favor of enforcing a strict moral code that harkens back to the 1800s was evil. To the progressive, some say radical left, anyone who wants to return to the 1800s was evil. The problem is, to those in the middle, both are right and yet both are wrong. Both offer ideas that some consider to be evil and even dangerous. So how to choose? Personally, I believe if we look at what Jesus taught about how to recognize good versus evil, we can see the answer. In Matthew 12:33-35, he teaches us that words reveal character. Either assume the tree to be good as well as its fruit good, or bad, assume the tree to be bad as well as its fruit to be bad. Okay, makes sense. Okay? Now, you, offspring of vipers, how can you, being evil, express any good things? For the mouth speaks from that which fills the heart. The good person brings out of his good treasure good things, and the evil person brings out of his evil treasure evil things. Take a clear, hard look at your leaders, both political and religious or spiritual. If they proclaim themselves to be Christians, but never advocate for those less fortunate than themselves, then they might not be honest Christians. If they only advocate for the rich and powerful, they might not be honest Christians. If their actions hurt more people than they help, then they might not be honest Christians. Finally, if you elected them or helped put them in power, you did not choose the lesser of two evils or the necessary evil. You chose evil, period. Choosing evil is not what the honest Christian does. The honest Christian chooses to fight evil and to stand up for what is right. Remember what Jesus taught about the love of the world when we find in the words in Matthew 6:24, "No one can serve two masters, for either he will hate the one and love the other, or he will be devoted to one and despise the other. You cannot serve God and wealth." And Saint Ignatius, a bishop and martyr, lived from 35 to 98 AD, said, "I would prefer to die in Jesus Christ than to rule over all the earth." Don't allow those false and phony Christians to mislead you. Christians, it's time to take the faith back from the false prophets and hypocrites. That's all for this one. I'll talk to you again. God bless and peace, y'all.